Hello, everyone. Here I am taking my own questionnaire in my car. It's a way to test out my recording situation here. And actually, my questionnaire was so verbose that I have to still refer to my questions. Okay, so the first question was, thinking of improvs versus script reads, which mode you tend to gravitate towards? Well, I'll start out as a listener. I actually prefer listening to improvs and rambles. I don't tend to listen to script reads unless it's by a friend or by a VA friend or a writer friend. Or if it's a script that I am considering filling and there are previous fills of it, then I will probably spot listen to previous fills. But otherwise, I tend to listen to OCs. I mean, they're all OCs, but, you know, improvs. Now, as a recorder or as a performer, I really consider myself a reader. I should say that we say VA, meaning voice actor or voice actress. I really don't consider myself to have any acting skills. I mean, I'll recognize that I sound different between, you know, reading one script versus another, but it's mostly because I'm really feeling the character. And it just kind of comes out that way. But anyway, as a performer, I started out doing mostly ramble / improv. And for the longest time, I actually didn't know what the difference was between ramble and improvisation. I would look at I remember reading the definition on the GWA rule book, and I still couldn't really distinguish what the difference was. Anyway, I started out doing that, and I guess what I was doing was really more improvisation. For the longest time, I was doing that. It never really occurred to me to even consider scripts. Like, I didn't really see the point, really. Since, I guess, you know, now thinking about it, I think I did not think about scripts because I do not consider myself an actor, and I associate scripts with acting. There, I just kind of had that revelation. That's what it was. And I only started reading a script. You know, those of you who've heard, like, an earlier AMA of mine, I only started doing that because a listener asked me to. Or, you know, a listener said, well, hey, I wrote this script. I think you voice for it. I can really see you doing like a femdom type script, which I kind of didn't know what he was talking about. But now I'm really rambling. But what was I saying? Yeah, so I read that script and that person produced it, and it, you know, I enjoyed that experience, even though I'm sure if I were to listen to it now, cringe. It's no longer on GWA because that person left Reddit, and out of respect, I took that recording down. And then, so that started the whole script reading thing. And I think right after that, that was summer of 2019. So a few months after I had started posting. And after that, I remember, I think I read a whole bunch of scripts. And it just happened that they were mostly femdom or gentle femdom. I was not looking for that tag in particular, but I guess, you know, those are the the storylines that appeal to me. And then after just a slew of script reads, I would go back and forth between doing improvisations and script reads. Now I do mostly script reads. There was a a content piracy thing that happened last fall, where everybody's, I'm not going to name, call it, say what it was, because I don't want to call attention to it, but basically every performance, every Soundgasm file since GWA came into existence seven, eight years ago, every single file of everyone, even the people who have left Reddit or who have unplugged completely, were on there. And it just really, I mean, of course, I have always understood that, you know, you put your thing on the internet, that's forever. But the thing that was most pernicious about that particular service or site, whatever it was that it wasn't a cross post or a repost. They ripped every single file and put it up on their own player, and it just was so disgusting to me. Not only what they were doing, but also the responses of the so-called subscribers to that particular site at the time. And I'm, you know, in my heart, I'm sure still harvesting now. But why am I saying this? Right after that, or since that time, I have lost the taste to do improv. It's like, I just, you know, for me to do a ramble or improv, it's just a lot of feeling and personal sentiment, and I just can't stand the thought of putting it out there. I get really angry just thinking about it. But anyway, so I guess for me, doing script reads now satisfies my desire to perform, or to, you know, to, yeah, to perform or to voice stories, but other people's stories. And of course, you know, many of the stories I do are still quite explicit, so you could say, well, yeah, I'm still putting myself out there, but they're not coming from my my personal sentiments, even though I do, of course, put a lot of my own, my personal feeling and all that behind it. Okay. I almost feel like I don't need to answer the rest of these questions. I think I kind of answered different facets of my other questions. But here, let me enjoy this red light here and review my own questions, because I have no idea what I asked before. Have you always preferred one mode to another? I've not really changed. So my listening behavior has not really changed. It's always been in rambles and improvs, and I've talked about, you know, my kind of my history as a performer. The writer. The question about the writer. Writers who listen to improvs and not at, you know, not really script read. Yeah, I mean, I do write. My writing, well, to backtrack, for those of you who don't know me, I actually came to GWA via Literotica, where I had published some short form erotica, erotic stories. Erotica always sounds so fancy to me. They're just smut, okay? And they're still on there in Literotica. You can go look. It's under the same ID. Anyway, some of those short stories, and that was where I found my way to my first audio, found my way to GWA. But to tell you that I started writing before I started recording. And so when I came to GWA, I mean, I'm still, as really now, I have not written like a prose, erotic prose, in a long time. But I have written scripts, and I've also, as a part of me, it feels like I'm cheating a little bit when I transcribe my own improvisations to scripts. I mean, it is original content, you know. I didn't make that. I just basically, I guess you could say, I dictated the story to myself in an improvisation and then typed it later, is basically what it is. And then I also what I really do enjoy doing is flipping my own story so that M4 voice can also perform the script if they like the story. But yeah, I still really mostly listen to improvs. And of course, I listen to every single one of my fill. Some things I listen to several times or many times. I was going to say... yeah, okay. What else can I say about this? Oh, yeah, I answered the question about why do I do primarily script reads now over improvs. I mean, for me, it was kind of like losing the taste for doing super personal work. But that's not the only reason. The other reason is I really, over time, have become friends, as much as one can become friends with people you don't see or don't even know their real names, but friends, with writers. And I've gotten to the point now where I really just have like 3 to 5 writers that I gravitate towards for various reasons. Well, mostly because I like the landscapes that they work with, you know, whether it be supernatural or hypnosis or Monster Girl or, you know, any kind of fantasy, things that really I couldn't possibly write myself. I like their imagination. I also like the way they write. Like, you know, the writing has to be good. It has to kind of fit the way I talk, I think. I mean, sometimes, oftentimes, I'll look at a script I like a lot, but just the way it's written, I just know I can't really do it justice, just because I think I have kind of a specific way of talking. Yeah, so, you know, I've come to really be fond of, I shouldn't say be fond of certain writers because I don't really know them, but fond of their style, right? And they'll just be like my go-to. And I do kind of have to be careful, or not be careful, but I try to diversify and not always go to my go-tos, because then that would be kind of boring. I am at my destination, and I think I'm gonna just stop right here, because I don't even know how, if this is gonna turn out well with the driving and the sounds and the noise. thank you for listening. Bye.